Persephone returned. Winter in its crow's coat lies by roadsides, all in tatters. Demeter decks the ways with wildflowers. The trees stand fruiting, vaunting, giddy in her glee. Spring goes whirling through the fields, full-flown, long-banished, long-remiss, delirious with burgeoning and thaw. The whole once-neglected earth's got up and green. Meantime, in the background, nature's wayward daughter slips the nymphs and flees Demeter's blossoming. Instead, she quarries pomegranates, rips, devours, tearful, hid away. From underground she's come, both scathed and rarefied. She's changed, and now is changeling. His place is not her own, and so she'll seek. In the deeps of wells she hunts him, in crevices, old woodlands, musty caves, listening hard for calls and carriage wheels, dark galloping, telltale reverberations in the surely rifting earth. Signs, but there are none. As per the pact, she's safe, returned to home and hearth and self, reverted. Again she sees herself and knows herself for what she is. She's springtime's scapegrace spinster maid, and the bluff she's called's her own. And what of her? At home, Demeter curses her for ingrate while she moons and goes ignored. Her daughter's lost to her and to this world. She's got her own. Though it now shifts from flesh to thought and back, transubstantiating, there, at least, at last, she finds herself, completing and completed and complete. Whole, if nothing more, in memory. So Demeter's daughter hurts and nurses, maddening, his phantom winters summer long in her. And she alone will waste and suffer unforgetting. She lacks acutely, bewildered, humbled by the touch her skin remembers, the face she carries in her eyes, the voice that tracks her still. It's true she's been discarded, but the doing of the deed was at her hand and at her whim. Regret unravels her in threads. She is undone. Before long she's discovered, brackish and bedraggled, scrabbling, nails splintered, black with riverbanks, with garnered fields, with graves. She knocks at soft, mute doors of earth. She keens. He hears, and hearing knows. A gentleman must honor all his promises, and does not think to let her in.